CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from Hurricane Helene has now surpassed 100. Entire communities have been wiped out. People in the southeast are experiencing flooding like they've never seen before. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp.
Literally, this hurricane, it looks like a 250-mile-wide tornado.
More than half of the dead are in North Carolina. President Biden said he'll travel to the state Wednesday or Thursday. As more bodies are found in the southeast in the aftermath of the hurricane, the federal government is ramping up its assistance to devastated communities.
President Biden says 600 people remain unaccounted for after Hurricane Helene swept over the southeast, leaving a trail of devastation and destruction.
Federal search and rescue teams have been working side by side with state and local officials and partners in very treacherous conditions to find those who are missing.
The death toll has risen over 100 in six states. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Israel has told the U.S. that it intends to launch a, quote, limited ground incursion into Lebanon, starting as soon as today. In northern Israel, CBS's Chris Livesay says it will be a difficult fight.
If Israel is to mount this ground invasion, it comes after days and days of Israel making these warnings. But on the other side of that border with Lebanon await tens of thousands of Hezbollah fighters, many of them hardened by fighting in Syria, not to mention tens of thousands of rockets.
Two Israeli officials say the IDF has already launched small precision raids across the border in Lebanon, possibly in preparation for a wider invasion. Many customers of a large cell phone service provider are reporting troubles with their service today, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Verizon customers across the U.S. have reported problems with their cell service being down and limited to SOS mode. The issues began shortly after 9 a.m. Eastern, and by about noon, more than 100,000 customers were reporting problems, according to Down Detector. Verizon won't say what's going on, but does admit there's an issue, saying its engineers are working to resolve the lack of service problem.
A major cell phone service provider has agreed to pay millions after suffering significant data breaches. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks has details.
T-Mobile will pay a more than $31 million settlement after it experienced several significant data breaches over 3 years, which impacted tens of millions of U.S. consumers. Half of the settlement is a civil penalty, and the other half will be spent by T-Mobile over the next 2 years, bolstering its cybersecurity protection.
The settlement covers breaches in 2021, 22, and 23. On Wall Street, about 2 hours before the close, the Dow is down about 0.3%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members are boycotting future meetings to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged control over the agenda. They're demanding changes to rules allowing the mayor to restrict items from reaching the council floor. Milwaukee hosts political campaigns and playoff baseball tomorrow. In the city tomorrow is second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump. The Brewers' wildcard playoff game adds to the day's events, potentially causing traffic impacts. We Energies is holding public hearings in Racine on proposed rate increases. The plan, which would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24, faces opposition from local officials and environmental groups. The hearing tomorrow is at the Chavez Center. Racine residents in the 14th Aldermanic District have until Friday to apply for that vacant city council seat. The council, if they can, will appoint a new member during their October 15th meeting. And the November general election is approaching with voter resources available online. People can access candidate information through Civic Media's Wisconsin Legislative Voter Guide. That's at civicmedia.us. You can find out more about voting at myvote.wi.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
We just didn't make plays. I think did not play well enough, personally me. And, you know, accuracy was a little bit off, a little bit shaky, and was definitely making it hard on some of the guys, which just led to us, you know, getting off the field early and not being able to put up points.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sunny and still summery today for the final day of September. Highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall. Highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Welcome to my Monday afternoon. Brewers are off today. They start the playoffs tomorrow. Details coming up on WRJN. Here's Jackie DeShannon.
Think of your fellow man. Lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. If you want the world
good look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
You're in love with me. that's candy. Its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollmann. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Kurt.
My friend Robin joins us from time to time. You know, it was really nice to see you and your lovely husband in person last week.
It was so good to see you, too. And I've really never heard Jeff referred to as my lovely husband.
Handsome and smart.
Oh, there you go. I'm sure he'll love that even more. Yeah, it was so good to see you too.
How long had it been since we'd seen each other? I mean, we talk all the time, but how long has it been since we've seen each other in person?
It has been a couple of years, probably more than three.
Could be. Yeah, could be.
You haven't changed a bit, Kurt. You haven't changed a bit.
Yeah, maybe a few less hairs up on top of the head.
Oh, you know, I think I have those under my chin.
We met at a coffee shop, and I got to ask you something. Would you try this? 10 years ago this week, Starbucks was experimenting with a beer-flavored latte.
Ooh.
It was a dark beer flavor, too, you know, like a stout.
Okay.
Would you drink that?
Oh, you know, here's a funny thing about stout dark beer flavored lattes, even a beer, because there's a really nice dark, and I'm not a big beer drinker, but a friend of ours introduced us to a nice beer that was coffee flavored, and that was delicious. But I don't know if I'd do a latte. I think I'd, or whatever it is that they're offering. I think I'll have to draw the line there and stick with my my normal boring routine.
Now, see, I like a beer, okay, but not a stout. I don't like the dark ones, like the stouts, and I don't like coffee. So this sounds disgusting to me.
You know, I think I would try it. I just don't know if I can handle a grande, or especially in just a regular tall. No, I don't know if I'd do it.
Well, it was 10 years ago this week. Starbucks experimented with it, but it didn't last. Nobody ordered it.
Go figure.
All right, that's Robin. I'm Kurt. This is WRJN.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Dream when I want you in my arms, when I want you, and all your charms whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream when I feel blue in the night, and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you. All I have to do is dream. I can make you mine, taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Last day of September. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. So tomorrow, the first day of October, it's going to feel a little bit more like it. Sunny and a high near 67. So we probably won't even reach 70 tomorrow. Here's Sly and the Family Stone on WRJN.
Sometimes I'm right.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and nobody covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 97 years, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So what do you say we get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump exaggerating links between violent crime and immigration in Wisconsin over the weekend. In Prairie du Chien, Trump predicted a bleak future if Kamala Harris wins.
Your town and every town, just like it all across Wisconsin and all across our country, the heartland, the coast, it doesn't matter, will be transformed into a third world hellhole.
But the numbers show immigrants are much less likely to commit violent crimes than American-born citizens. Trump campaigns in Wanakee and Milwaukee tomorrow. Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are neck and neck in Wisconsin in the latest poll. The New York Times and Siena College say Harris leads here 49% to 47%. Wisconsin has been decided by less than a point in four of the last six campaigns. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A third of Racine's city council has announced a boycott of upcoming meetings. They're protesting what they view as excessive mayoral control over the council's agenda. The six-member group, including Henry Perez, Renee Kelly, Sandy Widener, Olivia Davis, Jeff Coe, and Melissa Caprillion, is calling for changes to rules that allow Mayor Corey Mason to restrict topics from reaching the council floor. If you want to change up the council, those in the 14th district have an opportunity. The deadline is Friday for people living in the 14th to apply for a vacant seat on the Common Council. The position became available following the resignation of Alicia Jarrett. Interested individuals must submit their applications by the end of the week. The council, if they can, will make an appointment during their October 15th meeting. Political campaigns and playoff baseball converge in Milwaukee tomorrow. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump will make separate campaign appearances, with Trump set to speak at Discovery World at 5 p.m. Details are few for the Emhoff event. The Milwaukee Brewers add to the day's events with their wildcard playoff game at 4:32 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and still summery today. For the final day of September, highs reach the mid-70s. With winds off the lake, they'll switch to out of the south tonight and then blast out of the north, dragging our high temperatures to feeling more like fall, with highs in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios. WRJN.
Junkyard. to fight him. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Jim Croce and Bad Bad Leroy Brown on WRJN. You know, Jim Croce was famously known to be a very peaceful guy, but two of his biggest hits end in violence. This one, of course, and then his first single, You Don't Mess Around With Jim, the title character, well, he gets it even worse than Leroy does. Here's the Dave Clark 5 on WRJN.
Here they come again. Mm-hmm. Catch us if you can. Mm-hmm. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 Now we gotta run. No more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Come again, mm-hmm. Catch us if you can, mm-hmm. Time to get a move on, mm-hmm. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Are you enjoying listening to Paul Harvey again on WRJN? Yeah, the late Paul Harvey is back with archived episodes of The Rest of the Story. You can hear him weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen, and again at 12:05 with Cindy Huber, right here on WRJN.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. Goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. To war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a-going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da.
And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world to the sunny. Together for one
everything looks worse in black and white. Go to chrome, they give us the nights, bright colors. You give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all the world's a sunny day. Oh yeah, I got an eye on camera. I love to take a
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. It's the Beach Boys there. I bet the first time you heard that, I bet you heard it on vinyl, right? I bet it was. Yeah. And Cindy Huber's going to have some fun with this. She's going to be giving away some vinyl albums each weekday. Weekday mornings between 9 and 10, Cindy will tell you who that day's artist of record is. And when you hear her play that artist later in the day, be the fifth caller at 262-634-WRJN to win the album courtesy of Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, your go-to for vinyl treasures and more. And to top it all off, everyone who wins in October qualifies to win an actual record player so you can play the music you win. That drawing happens October 25th. Timeless hits sound best on vinyl, and you can win them weekdays in October with Cindy Huber and WRJM.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo lived his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream. Dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's starring me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. You may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years.
made for a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Thank you.